WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, founder and owner of Nutrition World, proudly serving Chattanooga since 1979. For nearly five decades, I've devoted my life to studying, testing, and sharing practical, science-based, natural approaches to better health. My passion is helping people discover how lifestyle, nutrition, targeted supplementation, and wise food choices can work to create extraordinary health, not just average health. I've always believed that some of the most important conversations about health are often the ones you won't hear in traditional circles. Our mission is simple. We're building your health, your vitality, and your longevity one show at a time with knowledge. Joining me every week is my friend Clint Powell, in his little cocoon of safety here, and the official PhD of Waffle House. So you know what, Clint, if you know him, he asks the questions that most people are thinking but may not feel comfortable asking. So settle in as we separate fact from fiction, challenge conventional thinking at times when the evidence supports it and gives you practical ideas you can put to work immediately. Good morning, Mr. Cocoon.
Hey, good morning. Our mission is simple, but our intros are long. I like that. Who wrote that for you today, sir? Did you write that? Did you put those? Are you a wordsmith? Did you?
Oh, I like
craft
that. Yeah.
Did you craft that nifty intro?
I will take credit for 50% of that.
Okay.
Because I put all of those points in, and then I did have AI. You helped me to do that.
I do it all the time for stuff.
No. Yeah. I actually limit myself on a lot of things. Like all my e-books were written by me with no AIs except grammar. That's the only thing I did.
I enter emails, and I just enter them like I want to say them, and I say, now clean this up and make it sound like I'm not a jerk. And it says it'll boil it down to like 9 words. You can't call people that. Stop that. I'm like, oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. All right.
How you doing? I know you've got a lot of stuff.
Yep. You know, every week, every day, 6 days a week almost, for the first hour of my day, I have my trusted partners in health education, I will say, those who I know a lot more than I do and who study and have careers in how to maintain optimal health. It's easy to maintain average health because the standards are so low. And it, a lot of people tell you you're healthy in average health when you might have one foot in the grave. Optimal is the only way to age gracefully, probably be able to be functional as we would love to do, as I did today, taking my 3 grandkids to Holiday Bowl. And I have not bowled since COVID, certainly have not bowled since double hip replacement. And it was a sight to see. It was not pretty.
You had me at low standards a minute ago when you were talking. Low health standards. I meet that threshold.
You meet that?
So you went bowling, you said your hip's going to hurt, and the nasty stuff you put your hands in those stinky shoes.
Oh,
and you did that?
Stop. I don't want to think about that.
I can't believe you did that. Did you wash your hands really good afterwards?
Really well.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm not freaking about it. I have an immune system that is a robust with a capital R, and that's what we do here at Vital Health Radio. We build robust systems.
Robust. Gotcha.
With a capital R.
Yep.
All right.
Where we got? What's our first?
Well,
short
I've invented something. I've invented a word is actually very important, and it may go viral and become in the dictionary, and it's actually an acronym. And it deals with people in the medical field who are not listeners. I have talked about that 3 weeks ago. and also those who think they know everything and are not willing to learn anything new. I will say this, most of the people in medical field are amazingly wonderful human beings who enter that, as I did as a police officer, to help the world. And somehow the system can break us after some period of years, and that kind of fades away. And then all of a sudden, whatever fuels the pump is what keeps on going. Well, there's a new term that I made up. It's called FAD, Fauci Arrogance Disorder. FAD is when you go to a doctor and you know that they're not even listening when you talk.
Right.
You know when they say, I suggest that you take drug A, drug B, or do this or do that. And you say, what? Tell me the ups and downs of that. And because I read that it may have some side effects. Where did you get your medical degree? Those kind of types of attitudes.
Oh, I keep it in my shoe. Let me show it to you quick.
So those kind of attitudes are what I will call from now on the Fauci Arrogance Disorder, because no one had more arrogance than testifying as he did with the facts that he knew, but he wasn't going to do it. Now, I see legally he's doing it to protect himself, but sometimes life means that you just tell the truth.
Well, between that and his text messages, I think the world has seen that I've talked about this on other podcasts from the Nuga podcast. It's plural, NugaPodcast.com, where we talk about headlines and stuff. In all seriousness, that error, there was a 2 or 3 year period there where I think the media, health experts, politicians, anybody we called expert lost a lot of credibility, because the people that were doing sometimes pushing back, but really a lot of people who were just asking questions. Mm-hmm. By asking the question, you were labeled a conspiracy theorist, unpatriotic, a dummy. You were just labeled things. They would just call you a name simply by, hey, where'd 6 feet come up? Why are the masks at? All these different things. And now we're finding out from the emails and text messages back to Fauci that he was at best, not willing to share what he was concerned with. And at worst, lying. Mm. And that is the worst, when you've got a white jacket on and everybody's pointing to you as, air quote, the science. Well, science was running this pie hole pretty good back then, and it's all shut up and quiet now. And it really frustrates me to no end. But yeah, but this is not a political podcast. I don't mean, or a radio show. I don't mean to take it down that way, but I like the fad. I had a side note. Mm-hmm. I've shared this story before, and I'll give it back to you for the rest of the content. But my old doctor, retired years ago. Shout out to Dr. Elias. I loved him. There was a couple of times he was my doctor for 20 something years. I would say, I heard this, I saw this, I've thought this. And he would disagree with me. He goes, but what I want you to do, he gave me his email, send me what you know. Let me look at it.
Love it.
And a couple of times he said, hey, I appreciate this. I'm going to go a little bit digging. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't completely endorse it, but he said, hey, it may be worth a shot. Let's try some stuff.
I love that.
And that was just very unheard of. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, of course, I missed him during COVID. He had retired by then. But there are doctors out there who do adopt that curious mm-hmm. mindset. And that's why they're so valuable.
Very well worded. That's for sure. I love that. And in that whole context of the COVID debacle and all of the information that we were told, some truth and a lot of non-truths about it, there's still a huge push for giving vaccines. And this is something that really proves it. Well, historically, healthcare providers are the ones who administer routine vaccines mm-hmm. in primary care doctors' offices. Well, of course they are. But guess who the new group of providers will be? Never thought about it. But if you and I owned vaccine companies, if we own a gasoline company, we want as many gas stations as possible in the city. Well, so how can we get more people to administer these vaccines? Well, you can't let the normal business people do it. So let's just decide that we're going to let dentists now in the United States has many states that authorize licensed dentists to administer vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic. And now public health officials are evaluating proposals to permanently allow dental practices to routinely administer vaccines and provide vaccine education to patients. That's pretty spooky.
So they're just going to, they're. I don't mean this in a bad way. Are we saying that dentists now are only going to be able to give me, if I have more than 2 or 3 questions deep on something, they're probably going to have a limitation on their experience.
You know they will.
Yeah, and so, that's crazy. And the last thing I'll say is what you were talking about earlier. The problem with what they did during that era was they took a lot of things that were true, stuff that we should be concerned about, and they conflated it with a bunch of misinformation, and then they blamed it on you. So in order for us to focus on real problems, we have to have people who are willing to ask the right questions and say the hard things. Then you can focus on the right things.
There you go.
And we lost that completely. And my dentist is not going to give me vaccines. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Does my doctor get to pull my tooth now?
That's a good one.
You know, I don't get that at all. I'm trying to remember. I can't say bad words. Wordy nerds on this. Well, this is a radio show by the FCC, so
controlled. The fact that with Fauci, we know that, you know, his advice that the COVID vaccine is not risky for pregnant women. And in the third trimester, he knew for a fact that miscarriages were happening.
Well, and the text messages, again, at best, giving him complete mercy and grace. He was asking questions and being asked questions that were concerning. And instead of turning around and saying, hey, be sure you double check with your doctor. We're going to be trying to do more research on this. In such a push to get people vaccinated and to get his what he wanted, mm-hmm. he just said whatever he had to say, and he ate the truth, and he hit it. And that's the part that I would have been, okay, that's saying you people don't have, y'all aren't smart enough to make these decisions on your own. So we'll hide my own concerns. What good is your degree? What good is your expertise is if when you're concerned about something, you don't share it with me? I'm trusting you anyway. It's just a miscarriage of justice.
But that goes into all the areas of health that we need an advocate who knows a lot of wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom's whole different than knowledge.
And a backbone.
And a backbone and to stand backbone. Up to cancel culture, yeah. to stand up to your peers. The amount of doctors who were put on the hit list now have all redeemed themselves. But what damage did they suffer with finances, stress,
and all those things? Absolutely.
Lack of sleep for a couple years, all the things that could come with your whole reputation being torn down.
This is probably the most I've contributed to a radio show. Yeah,
well, it's important because it's a point of we need information.
And it was all tied together, too. It was all tied together with the media and social media.
Yes.
And so when Ed Jones, my friends who air quotes an expert, I'm using it as an example, not literally, but you were in a lot of areas. When he would come out and say anything about zinc or vitamin D, or if somebody came out with an alternative theory on what could help, not will, maybe this could help,
maybe.
Let's research. If I posted that as trying to be supportive or ask my same questions, I got demonetized. I'd get my Facebook page shut down, which didn't matter if you're the Joe Rogans or the big cup, because they got plenty of stuff. But if you're trying to get started, it crushed you. And then now all of a sudden, you're telling me we do what we call self-editing. I will self-censor myself because I know that there's a consequence from touching the stove when it's hot. I won't touch the stove. And the stove was the truth. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be scared to touch the truth.
I love that. And that silence is for people like myself who've lived a whole life of professing a certain philosophy, not professing that I know it all or that I'm an expert, but that I want to have the conversation.
They were bribing us with cheeseburgers in California, man. Get a vaccine and you get a free hamburger.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
There?
You can't go to the gym, but I can. You can't go to a baseball game, but but Fauci can. It was right before us, and half of the country went, nope, they're all right and we're all wrong. I'm like, I don't. Why did they get to go to the restaurant? But I got to watch my grandmother die through a hospital window. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it at all. And how 100% of the people, whether you agree with what happened or how you're not mad, just baffles me. Mm-hmm. You can still agree with the vaccine. You can
absolutely.
I'm saying, why are we not more upset as a collective and wanted someone to be held accountable?
Well, we do have a lot more people who are more questioning the advice they get from the medical people. All right, he's wired up, fired up. All right,
first break already.
That's right.
I'm sorry. When we come back, it will be more of the traditional Vital Health Radio with more Ed Jones, less Clint Powell, which I think everybody that's ever known me will applaud. And it is brought to you by our good friends at Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have
have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, along with Clint Powell. And every week, we are taking the latest research, separating fact from fiction, and helping you to make smarter health decisions without the hype. Let's get back to today's conversation. Love that conversation on segment one. That was fantastic.
It was more of a monologue. I apologize.
No. It's needed to be done. And hopefully people... I don't want people to distrust the medical system, but I want them to question it. I want them to have advocates. I want them to. And you know what? AI has kind of threatened that industry because now, I mean, I had a staff member who had a broken toe. I sent her x-ray into AI and got some really good advice on that, where before you would have had to go somewhere to do that.
I wonder if you can do that with a broken spirit.
I can.
Broken heart.
I will take a picture of you and send it in.
Say, does this guy have a broken heart? How do you fix it?
Don't say things like that. You do not have a broken heart. You're going to take your first vacation in, what, 14 years?
Since obviously I'm almost 59, since I was 44, 43.
That's pretty pathetic. Yep.
That's going to be on my tombstone.
Hey, Health Fair is coming up on October 24th, Nutrition World's Health Fair. The biggest thing in the part of this part of the country to learn, get samples, be around people of like mind. And it'll be our ninth one. Katie's organizing it with the other staff members, and it is going to be rock and roll. Just put it on your calendar. Stick it in your phone. October 24th, and it's going to be on that Saturday, of course. And Barry looked at the weather. It says it's going to be really nice on that day. Did you hear that, Clint?
It's going to be great weather.
Yeah, I already looked on the calendar for October 24th.
It's
going to
be
24th.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm glad you checked it also.
Yeah, it's going to be the ninth year we've done it. Katie's done a great job organizing it.
Hey, we got two other lectures coming up. One called Breathe Easy with Lamar Moose and Jennifer Macklin. I know her, Jennifer, wonderfully educated with Ayurvedic medicine and does a lot of healing for a lot of people. But they're going to be talking on August 25th, Tuesday, at the Wellness Corner for this Breathe Easy. What is it about? It's about something that my daughter and I really want to focus more in on this concept of what can be destroying many people's health, and it's not easy to diagnose. It's chronic. It destroys your quality of life because it causes brain fog, lack of energies. It's not going to kill us, but it kills, again, Clint said, the spirit. Kill the spirit. I think it does kill the spirit, the mold. Mold within our homes, mold within our workplaces doesn't mean you have mold, but there are people who the husband and wife have been exposed to exactly the same thing. One seems to get it and harbor it, and the other one doesn't. And so this lecture, nutritionw.com under events, it's free. I encourage you to come and listen to that. There are nutritional supplements that can help the body handle and move out some of this mold, but the environment has to be addressed. That's what this lecture is going to be about. And we just are now getting experts in the town that can actually help people. I don't really trust some of the, air conditioning people. I don't think their skill set is putting enough time and effort into learning this whole very complex system of do we really have it and what do we do about it? And so this is a good thing. LifeWave patches. I know anytime I mention it, Clint kind of rolls his eyes about it because it's an odd concept.
Hold on a second.
Take that picture, Cody. He rolled his eyes when I said LifeWave patches.
Man, trying to see.
There you go. You'll be wearing a patch now.
Yeah, I need
all of your eye.
Patch, yeah.
But these patches are interesting. And again, I go back to weighing risk against benefit. What kind of risk do I have by putting a patch on a meridian on my spine that might help me sleep better, feel better, and less pain? Zero. So maybe I could try it. Well, I did. And there are times when I have two thumbs up, and other times I think it wasn't worth the effort. But sometimes when I'm not feeling my best or I'm tired, I'm overworked, I'll slap that patch on my backbone, and I swear I do feel better. Placebo is a very strong thing. Heck, I don't really care if it's placebo, but I think there's more to it than that. But they're going to, Myra, who's the person with the company, LifeWave, is going to do these consultations for people free just to ask them about their systems, explain how these patches work, where you would put them. And she's going to be on August 26th at Nutrition World. I call it a mini consultation. It's free and be there 10 to 2. And you can go to nutritionw.com under events and sign up. That one needs to be signed up because of the time schedule. So I encourage you, if you're just really open-minded and you want to talk about, tell me how this works, kind of one-on-one, this will be the time to do that. I have a podcast that's coming up, I think in about 3 or 4 weeks. It won't be on Vital Health. It'll be a true podcast with a friend of mine, Dr. Wolfson, the cardiologist out of Arizona. Very, very wise, in my opinion, partially because he steps out of the box. I did one with him during COVID. Woo! He sounded like Clint Powell times two or three, and he still is on.
Well, we're both doctors. So
that's right. Yeah, we both went to the same medical school.
We're words, man. Yeah. I just do Waffle House.
But Dr. Wolfson is going to talk about the new drug, which is a PCSK9 inhibitor. Doesn't mean a lot except to people like Clint, who have well studied
this.
That.
It's better than the 89. That's better.
Yeah, the 9 is the upgrade from the 8.
Eight.
Yeah,
nine,
like the iPhones coming up.
Yep.
So, Dr. Wilson is going to explain why he is not going to recommend this drug. Okay. This drug is a whole new class. It's not a statin. It lowers LDLs dramatically. But Dr. Peter Attia, thinks it's going to save the universe and world, that we'll never have to worry, that cardiologists can just give up their profession because it's going to fix everybody. Well, Dr. Wilson's got a different opinion on that. Hang on. A few weeks from now, we'll be posting that from him. The drug is called Indra, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's called a PCSK9 inhibitor. That's the mechanism of action that it has in the body. Interesting. Microplastic conversation continues. It will not go away. Maybe microplastics have been more at the root of some of our poor health and we've been pointing other places. And yet microplastics could be maybe one of the major underlying issues. Now, when I talk about microplastics, it's not like talking about cholesterol, thyroid hormones, testosterone. You can go get those tests at Be Well Labs, beginwithlabs.com, or any other place that you want. But you can't really do that with microplastics. I did a test for microplastics. Let me tell you how to get it. It's because I want to always try to create a plan A or B when we talk about concerning areas of health. There's no need to say, this is killing us. Thank you for listening. No. That's my job, is to help you to help yourself. So, and here's a little bit of information. Human brain tissue, they've now found, contains far higher concentrations of microplastics than the liver or the kidney. And then secondly, they actually took some plaque out of people's arteries and they analyzed it and found that it has a significant amount of microplastics. Scary, scary stuff. So, you want to get tested for it? All right. You just Google, no, Clint doesn't. You Google Brian Johnson and microplastic test. Brian Johnson.
I'm scared of what to come back. Clint, you got 4 credit cards in your body. No, thank you.
You do.
I probably do. But there's tests you won't take. There's tests I won't take. I won't take most of the tests.
Bingo.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I mean, I don't know what I can.
Okay, here's your answer to do it. Here's how you fix it.
How do I fix it?
The number one way is to just sweat in a sauna.
Well, I do that. I do that 3 times a week.
Then you probably have 50% lower levels than you would if you
did. Now I'm going to do it for 15 minutes.
That's all we need.
Okay.
We need 15 to 20.
Okay.
And Brian Johnson, the guy who spends $2 to $3 million per year on his self-care, he dropped his levels by I read it this morning, something like 70% in 16 weeks doing dry heat saunas. Never do steam rooms. Dry heat saunas.
Yeah.
And so microplastics is treatable.
They have a dry, they have a the infrared sauna with down at our house studio, so that's where I go.
Oh, it's far infrared?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Infrared, yeah, whatever. Sure. Whatever the good one is.
Well, that's the best one. The reason is it doesn't feel quite as hot, but it goes a little deeper.
Yeah.
And I know Josh is a big, at Optimize You, big fan.
Rebellion Health.
Yeah. Big fan of the Rebellion Health, yes. Back to how do we set our environment up for the most optimal health?
What would you do, Ed?
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah.
Well, what is not what I would do, it's what have I done.
Ooh, sorry. My bad.
Yeah, wow. You should know.
Let me ask that with my little pinky out. So what have you done, Ed? Sorry.
Air filtration.
Okay.
Okay. How about you? You filtering your air?
Yeah. I used to have an air filter. I want a really good one. I bought it during COVID. Mm-hmm. And the kind that gets the best you can buy. I went out and it broke on me like a year ago. So I had it for like 3 or 4 years.
Not bad.
And I kept it in the living room. I really believe in those, by the way.
I do too. I mean,
I need to get a new one now that you've said it, but I think it's a big deal.
Common sense. We don't need a lot of medical studies to know. We need to be breathing as pure air as possible, especially at night. I look at my sleep area as my sleep sanctuary. Sleep sanctuary with EMFs, electromagnetic fields, and also for the air. Well, Mamavation, I believe, is the one who tested air filters. And the one I have is actually, they don't recommend. But the reason they don't recommend it is because it is too expensive to replace air filters. I don't really care because they said it was one of the best made. So Air Doctor is the one I have. I've had it since COVID. Right. And it's about $180 per year to replace the air filters. But they do also recommend this second one, which is called Coway, C-O-W-A-Y, Air Mega Pro. And it's a little bit less expensive to replace the filters, but he also is excellent. But I just love my air doctor because it's quiet.
I bet the way your little sanctuary is so different than my little sleep sanctuary.
Really?
So I go back and forth. My bad thing is when I go back and sleep in my bed, I do pretty well, and I get in the habit of that, right? I have a routine. But 70% of my life the last 4 years has been couch.
I thought
with
it
the
was.
TV on.
No.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the white background, it's my support noise.
Okay.
And I keep it on. And here's what's even worse. Go do a deep dive. If you want to do health, mental health, go research why people watch the same shows over and over and over and over again.
Why is that?
I'll let you do the research on that. It's not a healthy mental state.
Pattern.
I've watched the same 5 shows, full episodes, like 8 seasons worth, over and over.
A sense of safety?
I guess. Maybe connecting. I'm a big scaredy cat. I don't have a know, but I do it all the time.
Well, you know the outcome, so there's no risk involved.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's familiar voices.
There you go, family.
If you had 20-something years with familiar voices and you don't have it,
yeah.
You try to seek out familiar voices.
I do that with clips of movies.
Yeah.
The River Runs Through It. I did that this morning where he's in the river as an old man, and he's talking about how everything merges into one, and he's an old man. He can't fish very much anymore, and all his people he loved have passed away, but in a very serene, divine way that he speaks it, very, very connected to nature. It gives me a little cold chills, and I love things with cold chills. Radically changing the conversation. If you're going to order supplements from Amazon, I'm not saying not to do it because they carry some good things. But 50% of everything they carry by companies you don't recognize or distributors who you don't recognize is probably not either an authentic or the quality is extremely low. So if you're going to order from Amazon, make sure it said sold by actual brand or an authorized reseller of the brand. Those are the two things you have to look for. And I'm all about being as available for nutrition for Chattanooga people online or in the city, but sometimes it's just convenience is convenience.
I want to make a point on this when you have a chance. Do you want to take our next break real quick, or do you want to keep going for a minute or two?
Go for another minute.
Okay, I just want to say before that, also stay tuned. There's some big things happening that may make ordering online a little easier down the road.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, Nutrition World, down the road. I'm just saying, hypothetically, stay tuned over the next month or so.
About 3 weeks, actually.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe the day after Labor Day?
I'm just going to say big deals. We say that all the time. There's this big thing. It's going to be it could really change a lot of stuff for everybody, and including the customer.
It's going to help elevate the customer's experience. Absolutely. That's for sure.
There we won't talk too much on it.
And I will have to say Nutrition World, which is me, spent $100,000 to make this happen. And it's been a two or three years ordeal. And we're going to pull the plug on Labor Day.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And it's going to create what we have to do. You know, I do a staff meeting every other week. I know we're running over.
I'm going to let you go. Yeah.
So staff meeting every other week. Well, yesterday I did the one on Wednesday, and I said, you know, I love the book, Good is the Enemy of Great. I love that book because most companies who only are happy with good, they often go out of business eventually. And I said, guess who now is going bankrupt is QVC. We grew up with QVC. Mm-hmm. The reason is because they don't reach for the new heights. They don't understand that we have to keep growing and morphing. We don't stay the same. And companies who do, they end up going down. They go up, and then they level, and they go down.
Look at a whole industry, the print newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's great examples around us all the time, and it's of people who just said, we've arrived. Everyone will change against us. And we're not the standard anymore. We better take the opportunity to become the standard or stay the standard, and they didn't do that. So let's do this. You want to take our next break real quick?
Sir.
Let's do that. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World, and we'll be right back with you.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. If you're just joining us, we're discussing today's topic to give you practical strategies you can actually use, not someday, but starting today. So let's continue. You know, I learn strategies every week, and I establish a little bit of them pretty immediately because I think it's very important to do that. And I hope sometimes I don't throw out too much information. But one thing I like is I think I'm the Cliff Notes of podcasters because, like, I've listened to two or three podcasts this week on health. One was on melanomas, suntan lotion, and the truth about sun. Very, very interesting. This gentleman wrote a really good book on it, and I'm going to cover that in a couple other episodes of Vital Health Radio.
That'd be good.
Yes. Yeah. Major 10-year study. This second time I've talked about this, not this study, but another study confirmed what I talked about a few months ago, found that one of the world's most common knee surgeries worked no better than placebo for chronic meniscus tears and often led to worse long-term joint damage. Patients who underwent arthroscopic partial meniscectomy. How's that sound?
How about just knee surgery?
Okay.
Your meniscus.
They develop more osteoarthritis and face greater likelihood of needing additional knee repair. The reason the study is so impressive is because they did placebo studies, surgery. So they did surgery on a big group, you know, a couple hundred people. 100 of them, all 200 they cut open.
Yeah.
All 200 they put under anesthesia. Well, 100 they did the meniscus repair. The other they closed them back up.
So my buddy had to have that done. A couple of my friends in the 80s, and it's so different now. That was a pretty invasive surgery back in the 80s. Now it's still intrusive, of course, but it's so minor compared. But can you imagine signing up for the study? Because you have to sign a waiver.
You do.
You may get the surgery, you may not.
And they got some reward for that, or they wouldn't have signed up.
Yeah.
Well, the ones who got the surgery got the reward of the surgery, but the ones who didn't, I guess they either took a crapshoot at it that they hoped they would, or they got their money.
They're giving them something else.
Yeah, give them something
else.
If
it doesn't work, we'll give you surgery for free.
Right. Yes.
And we'll screw you up twice.
So the question begs again, what's the game plan? Okay, I don't really believe in the surgery, so what do I do? Simple strategies like strength training, properly done, weight reduction, collagen-rich nutrition like the supplements, doing balance work. Balance work is extremely important because it's like a tall building. If the lower platform, the lower foundation is out of angles, you're going to disrupt the upper parts far more than you would the lower parts. Well, I was doing taekwondo and I got my black belt back when I was about 23, 24, 25. And you know, in one of the sparring sessions, my knee collapsed in a really bad way, and it was a meniscus injury. Wasn't a tear fully, but I did go to the orthopedic. He said it was an injury. He recommended doing surgery, but I don't have to. I went to Dr. Wong. Do you remember him in East Ridge, Dr. Wong?
Yeah.
Very oriental, very straight acupuncturist. I went into his house.
He's not just kind of, he was very oriental. Okay, I'm making sure I understand.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, just, I don't want
to get that description.
I don't know how.
How about he's just a really good doctor? He was a really good doctor.
Yeah, he was a good Chinese doctor.
Yeah,
he was.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
And so he did a bunch of acupuncture, did pretty well. Do I have a little discomfort there at 69? Yeah, I do. But it was 23 when I did it.
Yeah.
And who knows if I'd had more if I'd had the surgery.
But again, that surgery was way different back then, too.
It was way different.
Yeah.
But there's still, this was not the way different surgeries still.
Yeah.
And talking about pool walking, cycling, and all those together are more effective at removing cartilage tissue. Oxalates is the one they don't talk about. Again, you and I did a great podcast, I feel like, on the oxalates the other day.
You can listen to it during the break, podcast.com or 18to80podcast.com.
What are your other podcasts?
You can find them all at Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural, NugaPodcast.com. I got 9 on there. I have 11 or 12 of friends or people that you may know regionally. They have theirs there as well. This show, Vital Health Radio, comes out as a podcast every Tuesday. So you can go to your favorite podcast platform. Just look up Vital Health Radio Download, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and you can listen to it. So if you miss it on Sundays on 98.1 The Lake, you can listen to it later.
I love it, love it. Absolutely. Just to make a replay, a little bit of vaccines. The new flu vaccine called Moderna's messenger RNA flu vaccine, which is called Influsiva is the name of it. Well, it's a whole new technology of flu vaccines, and it's Moderna brought it out, and it says, this was something from one of my trusted sources. It said, read the way the FDA's own documents ask us to read it. And it said, in August 2026, that's this month, Moderna's received FDA approval for Mflusiva, an RNA seasonal influenza vaccine for adults 50 and older, the company's first approved product outside the COVID platform. The prescribing information runs 18 pages, much of it standard, but it does say in the literature that none of this drug has never been tested or found whether it's safe or not safe for causing cancer or genetic issues from the drug. That's pretty darn scary that they would, maybe they're covering their butt, but maybe they know something.
They
maybe
can't be sued anyway, right?
You can't they can't sue be sued anyway. So,
which I wish we'd, man, well, whatever.
Yep. There are a great concern in our industry, and Dr. McCullough wrote about it, about Beyond Profits, a mission to protect supplement standards. And it's kind of like the new dark story of our industry that's not barely been spoken about. And here's what it is. Procter & Gamble just bought a company called Thorn for $3.8 billion. It stuns me. I mean, I told my staff in the staff meeting about this, that in the 1980s, 1990s, and the 2000s, we were not accepted as a credible industry. We were condemned and made fun of and was jabbed at by most medical articles in the paper. Lordy, has it changed. Now all the pharmaceutical companies are willing to pay billions for a company that's probably worth millions because they see the future. Now, I'm not opposed to that, and growth comes, you know, in growth's better in an industry than declines. And I can win that race because we can do better at education. We can do better at stocking. Here's the downside. Some of these big companies don't understand the standards of quality that the privately owned company did. Some of the privately owned companies have better standards than FDA drug pharmaceutical companies. I know that for a fact. I went to Canada and went through many of the companies, Solgar in New York and Natural Factors in Canada. They actually have standards far higher than FDA drugs. But yet, you know, no one seems to realize that, but they do. But what happens when the pharmaceutical company gets it, it's all about quarterly earnings. That's what it's about. It's not about how popular, it's not about how many can we sell. It's about earnings. So what happens when you need earnings? You cut costs. When you cut cost, what happens, Clint?
You cut costs, you'll sell more.
Yep.
But you also dilute the product.
Dilute.
My question to you, though, is do you see any, and I think I brought this up last time when you talked about it, but do you see any risk of them finding something that is for sale over the counter, but is actually, because this has happened to other drugs, that is so good that it rivals a prescription, so they pull it or they do something and kind of diminish it?
There's still...
Because you've had other things that have... An NAC, I think, is one that was on and now off, mm-hmm. and now it's back on. Do you think that would happen with them, or would it just be such another cash flow? They'll make money either way now.
Well, they're going to cover both ends of
that's
the spectrum.
That's what I'm asking. You think that's
I don't think that the company is buying it is going to keep the... evilness of that from happening.
Do you think they'll spend more money on research on the natural
That's
side?
The positive side. I do feel that they will spend a modest amount on research, which our industry can't afford. Honestly, we don't have the big hitters.
They're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, as long as they don't lower quality. And there's companies that haven't. I will say that Garden of Life, they have been bought out. I don't see they've ever lowered it. Now, I can tell you back in the day, Schiff was a company, Thompson was a company, Plus was a company. They've all pretty much gone out of business because they did not keep standards up when they sold out. Yeah. And many companies, Gaia Herbs, many of them, when they sell to a big company, they drop their sales by 70%.
And people don't understand, and maybe I misunderstand. You're in the business. You can help me. But a lot of times, if the standards start dropping and a good size number of trusted stores or voices like yourself, if you stop providing it to the consumer, sales will decline, not because consumers actually don't choose it. It's because it's not an option anymore, mm-hmm. because people who vet it aren't going to put it out there. In other words,
bingo.
If I'm a chef and I'm tasting the meals and you're not going to have an option for the bad meal, so people like you are going to say, well, we're not going to carry it. Mm-hmm. It may still be there, but their sales are going to decline because the trusted people are going to stop carrying
it. Yeah, and that's where Nutrition World, and my final statement is, I do believe that the supplement industry stands at a crossroads, but also each individual store stands at a crossroads. You can rest on your laurels that Nutrition World will never, ever compromise on the quality of product, and we scour it very well, probably better than almost anyone. And when we see evidence more than twice, that product will be going down and out because there's plenty of great companies out there. If one goes down, there'll be one back it up somewhere else. So you can trust us at Nutrition World. My staff, they are there are a couple of my staff members are even more picky than I am. And we've removed things that I thought, well, I think it's okay. But they're like, no, we can't sell that.
Especially all things. But that goes for the dog food and the pet food, too.
Absolutely.
Your standards for that, that's all the stuff for your furry little friends is just as high.
Yep. Women who have bladder health problems, it's actually about 38% of postmenopausal women can have bladder problems. I actually didn't realize that because I don't have a lot of women asking me. I have a lot of men asking me. And there are products that can help strengthen the bladder. But they found in this study that it was a large number of women that was in this study. Well, actually, 397, and found that saw palmetto would help strengthen the bladder. Mm. Well, saw palmetto is what men have used for prostate issues for 40, 50, 60 years. And this study was probably never done before and found it really strengthened the bladder. Now, bladder irritation is such a nuisance for men and women. So anything safe like this, risk, again, go back to risk against benefit. Always, if there's one piece of advice I've learned, weigh everything risk against benefit. Is it risky for me to drink 8 shots of tequila and drive to my house? Yes, totally. Yes. So I don't do it. Is the benefit of 2 shots making me feel more relaxed worth it because I can do everything fine? Yeah. How about surgery? How about drugs? How about this? And everything goes back to risk against benefit. So
you're not saying you can drink 2 shots of tequila and do surgery, though?
Well, I do that all the time. We do surgery at Nutrition World in the back room.
We don't.
We do. We charge
careful.
Very
we
little. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
for the love
we
of
quit
all
doing
that is good in Denmark. Stop that. Jeez almighty.
Really quickly, yeah. Cacao and cocoa. Cocoa. You know what cacao is?
Cacao.
It's not
like
a cow.
It's
chocolate.
Cacao.
There you go. I like that little accent. A lot of cadmium could be found. Cadmium's as bad as lead. Cadmium poisons us. Here's the brands. Believe it or not, Girardello 100% has low levels. Mm. That's a big brand. There's big brands who do good stuff. It doesn't mean just because you're big, you don't do good stuff. Whole Foods, their level is high enough that a child should not eat it.
Oh, wow.
On the label. Then,
cacao from them.
Anthony's organic cocoa powder is so high that even adults should not eat it. You think I'm going to give a piece of chocolate to my grandkid that I can legally or safely eat, supposedly, but I can give him a little bit of poison? Yeah, a little bit of poison. No way. So stick with Good and Gather. Guttered cocoa, never heard of it. Girardelli, Navitas, which is a very popular brand, and 365 Whole Foods was actually slipping into the I don't want to give it to my child. And we have really scoured the landscape. I can't say we're perfect, but we have eliminated a ton of chocolates.
But when I grew up, we were chewing on window seals with lead paint and throwing pencils in school into the ceiling and standing under it and catching the snow with our faces. And it was asbestos.
I remember that. We did do that.
Of course. Now I'm drinking water out of the hose. I'm not going first. I'm going to let you drink the rust and the hot water. But it's
I love the taste of the first water. Did you not?
Yeah, because it was... No, you don't. Well, back up, Mr. Health.
Yeah.
It was protocol. It was best practice. You always trick someone to taking the first drink. You don't drink the first water out of a hose on a hot day. Well, that explains why you get up at 3:30 in the morning.
That's it.
You were supposed to be 6'4 and a basketball player. That's what happened. You started drinking the brown rust water, and everybody's like, Jones is still drinking the brown rust water. It's like he loves the way it tastes.
Oh, how little we knew.
Oh, my gosh.
Little we knew.
I would always give that to Tommy or Aggie. Well, you ought to drink that. Well, it's fine. You sure it is. 112 degrees and full of dirt. I'll drink the second one. All right.
All right.
Take a break?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Vital Health Radio. We won't be talking about hose water when we come back. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Thanks for staying with us on Vital Health Radio. And as we head into the final segment, our goal isn't simply to give you more information. It's to give you confidence, clarity, and a plan of action you can use to improve your health one decision at a time. Let's finish today's discussion. You know, Dwayne from the Hemp House, he was on here twice.
Yeah, I know.
Came in the store a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
He's closed all three stores next week or the week after due to the law that changed.
Yeah,
he was trying to
find a way to stay open.
He couldn't do it.
He can't sell enough of it.
He told me, I said, well, how much business did you drop? He said, well over 50%.
No, I was going to guess more than that. I was going to guess 70%.
Well, when he said well over, it's probably about 70% because they were all buying flowers, the flower stuff. And there had to be something changed, but it seemed like the pendulum swung too far.
Of course. And what's going to be bad, I bet you the pendulum is not done swinging yet. I bet it will come back more towards the middle, and hopefully people like him will be able to get back into it and do something around it.
I think he's done with it.
That's okay. It's running season, I guess.
Yep, and he also is going to – he's a great, smart man who's going to find and pivot onto something else.
Does he know what it is yet?
It has to do with fitness. He's not sure. He said, I'm not sure. I'm not positive that I have not reported on this before, but I think it's very important information, and we only have a few minutes. But this was on colonoscopies. And colonoscopies, it seems like a very black and white issue. We should all get them because it can save our lives. Well, this was a huge study of 84,000 people in Poland, Norway, and Sweden. I think the only place you could do these studies would not be the United States because of our inability to see truth, because we want certain answers to come out. And participants were between the age of 55 and 64 when enrolled. Okay, one group received a one-time invitation to undergo screening colonoscopies. Okay? The other group received usual care without an organized screening invitation. Only 42% of those invited actually completed the colonoscopy. Here's the interesting part. After 10 years, colorectal cancer had been diagnosed in 0.98% of the invited group and 1.2% of the ones who did not get colonoscopies. So colorectal cancer death occurred in 0.28% and 0.31% respectively, and death from any other cause was almost identical. So The new published 13-year follow-up strengthens one part of the finding. Colorectal cancer was 1.46 of the invited group compared to 1.8 of the usual care group. That means that, okay, colonoscopies did... People who got colonoscopies were diagnosed with more cancer because they were looked for it.
That's what I'm saying. You find what you look for.
Here's the deal. The investigators concluded that colorectal mortality at 13 years was 0.41% in the invited group and 0.47 in the ones who didn't do it. The difference was not statistically significant. Mm. So what it means is, this is the honest headline, fewer colorectal cancer diagnoses, but did not prove that mortality reduction was accomplished by doing colonoscopy. So you had more people diagnosed, the same amount of people died.
Yeah, and I've said this before. I also think with all the technology we have, there's got to be a better way to do it. We got 3 or 4 more minutes.
Oh, well, yeah. What am I looking at?
You're looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're good. Yeah, you got time for another 1 or 2.
I guess
stats.
I can scramble then.
Yeah, we have 4 more minutes if you want to.
Okay.
Well, we have 3.5 more minutes. So
I am glad. Well, I'm sitting a little further away. Yeah. That's why I can't see the timer as well as you.
Okay. Yeah. And why I'm helping. It's called co-pilot.
You are.
You thought the mountain was a little close. I'm like, no. So we have time. You can pull up in a minute. No, you're good. Go straight towards the mountain for now. You'll pull up in a minute. It'll be fine, sir.
I'm glad you're younger than I am. Yeah. All these advantages.
Yeah.
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 You should have seen
so many advantages.
You should have seen these hips bowling today at Holiday Bowl. Oh my gosh.
Were you making noises when you threw the ball?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want my grandkids to be embarrassed by the granddad. Okay. But we did have bumpers up. Do you know what bumpers are?
I do. Okay. My question is, at any point in time while you were bowling, did you hit the bumpers?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will have to admit. But let me tell you, after the 5th frame, I started kicking butt.
Okay. So who won? You or the grandkids?
Well, Forrest won. He's the oldest one. Yes, he did.
Well,
he had 84.
He's the oldest. He ain't 28.
He had 84.
Yeah.
And I had like 68. But we went to the arcade, and I won him both the boys a little present. So I was the hero of the day.
So you had, you bowled a 68?
Yes, Clint. Is that good or bad?
That's no.
No, it's a no. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's a.
Wait till next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
wait till next time.
Okay.
Really quickly, study on saffron.
Saffron
is just an ancient herb. Finally made it in a supplement, helps women 50 to 70 years old. It was a 12-week study, and it was so statistically significant that in regard to depressive symptoms, it actually helped depression by a 7-point, which is significant. That's equal to drugs, and achieved 48% of the people who took it got results at 25% in the placebo study. But it also gave a sense of well-being, less anxiousness, and other things. Saffron in a good company is something you got to consider if you're going through super dark times. Require maybe aggressive medicine, but if you're going through modest struggles with your mental state, then you might want to consider saffron.
Yeah. Average bowling score for a recreational normal person is between 120 and 150. So, yeah.
So I'm less than half.
68.
You and AI, I'll tell you what.
AI is just a Google search. You don't have to be a genius. I ain't got to be one of my AI.
Well, the question is, why did you even put the effort in except to decimate my skills at bowling?
Let me just get some confirmation from Cody. Cody, we have less than a minute. Yes or no, does Ed make fun of every single thing I do, including my car and my life?
I'm the record keeper.
Yes. It's 100% yes.
He's shaking
all the time.
His head, yes.
Absolutely,
of
yes.
Course, yeah.
So when I find something, I'm going to make fun of it. There you go.
I should have known better.
But it's been a great show as far as entertainment goes and information. You want to wrap it up now?
Yeah,
you want me to wrap it up?
You wrap it up.
You got anything else?
I have nothing else because my feelings are a little bit hurt.
They're not hurt.
With the 64.
They're not as hurt. Your hips are hurt, way hurt.
But you didn't play violin this morning.
I did not.
You didn't do squats, which
nope.
I did do.
Oh, I did squat yesterday. I did some squat yesterday.
How heavy?
I'm glad real quick we got to wrap it up. Everybody stay in tune because he's going to come in and heavier than you, sir. He's going to come play the fiddle soon for us. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. I'm going to get punched. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.